Well, friends, it's one of those episodes where we want to kick back and reflect a little bit on what a long, strange trip it's been, to quote the Grateful Dead. What a wonderful trip. I'm here with Dr. Andy, and we're reflecting today on the journey of head to toe, and we're right in the middle of Patient Appreciation Week, so it's a week, you know, where we like to kind of reflect on how incredible our community is, how incredible this team is, and, you know, really reflect on the special thing that we've built here over time. And so, you know, I wanted to grab you a little bit today, Andy, and just chat a little bit about, you know, where we've been, how we got started, and, you know, where things are today.
Yeah, it's a great day to do it. I mean, and a great week to do it. This has been, 17 years open for head to toe, and 17 years as a chiropractor for me. So, and also our 1 year anniversary here in our new space in Lynnwood, which has been so fabulous for us. I mean, it was a stressful start and a kind of a stressful move, as every move I'm sure is, but the clinic has just, I feel like it's just opened things up for us as a team. The Lynnwood and Edmonds community has been, I mean, just so welcoming. We're having so much fun here. I feel like we're having more fun in practice than we've had in years. You know,
it's interesting how when you move to a new location, just has a new vibe, right? A new dynamic. And I think the new, as much as I love the old clinic, this new clinic, very bright, lots of great energy. I love, you know, the high ceilings, and it just feels light and airy and energized. And, yeah. You know, that translates over into just how everything is. It's the feng shui of the place.
Yeah. And also, like, this was the first clinic that I built with my current team. Like, this is the most amazing group of people that I've get to work with here. And, you know, it used to be just me. And when I built my other clinics in Edmonds, you know, that was me and my thinking and my design and my energy. And this clinic, I mean, we all came here and painted walls and, you know, laid floors and built IKEA desks and, you know, hung pictures. And I mean, we sweated it out because, as a lot of our patients know, we had a short time frame to move. We had no time. And so, you know, I was stressed, but everyone just came together and brought this huge, great energy into this space. And I think it really reflects on how it feels in here. So it was an exciting week for us, definitely. But head to toe, I mean, it's really philosophically remained the same. When I started the business, I knew that I wanted to provide elite level care to everyday athletes. That was always how I felt. Like, if you were a grandma or an average everyday road warrior like myself, I wanted you to have the best of the best. I didn't want you to have just like your average, like, I wanted you to have the best care available, period.
And comprehensive care, like very holistic, not just limited to, say, what many chiropractors at the time looked at as, say, spinal adjustment and manipulation.
Right. And such a great tool, right? But I've always felt, and all of this team believes similarly, is that we need to combine modalities in the manual therapy world to really create an outcome that is excellent. And so we have combined this amazing approach that we have here, our repair, restore, rebuild approach. We're really looking at repairing the soft tissue and joint dysfunction, right? Initially, and that's with our manual therapies, huge range of excellent hands-on soft tissue work, of course, chiropractic manipulation, which comes in many different forms, as all of our clients know, depending on your comfort level, on your body, on what works best for you. And then really looking at that rehab piece where we're making the muscles work again so they can hold your body back together and carry you super strong into whatever you're going to do next, whether it be your sport, your passion, you know, your life, whatever it is. So, but it just, with the skill level in this clinic, and with all of my different doctors in here bringing in different knowledge, different expertise, different tools, our athletic trainers who are just like the bomb, it's really grown into something well beyond what I could have ever hoped for back in 2005 when I started the clinic.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
How many thousands of people, man, have been helped through this clinic? It's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I think we're getting up close to the 10,000.
Close to 10,000.
Yeah. Yeah, we're getting close. And You know, I'm really proud to say that my very, very first patient I ever saw in this clinic, well, not this particular clinic, but when I opened my doors, my first day of opening is still, you know, one of our favorite patients. And it's really neat to see all those people that I first saw really still coming in and enjoying excellent care and seeing all the different doctors and just continuing to benefit and be healthy.
It's one of the cool things we have here is that, you know, united with common purpose and diversified through a variety of different skills and practitioner approaches. It's a cool experience in that oftentimes if you're seeing one doctor, they will have, you know, their particular vision on things and ideas on things and ways that they like to approach it, which is phenomenal. And yet, how much better when you have a team that can combine different perspectives in a way that synergistically helps, right? Because one of the things I think is so frustrating is the experience of going to see multiple doctors who all tell you different things. You know, really what we have here is the exact opposite of that, where we have different doctors here who can help you see your issues and solve your issues from a variety of different perspectives and different treatment techniques.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it, because I feel like we will refer within our clinic. Like if I'm struggling to get someone onto their next phase of care and I'm just running up against a roadblock, I just brainstorm with the team. Like, what does everyone think? Like, what can we do differently? How can we shift the care? How can we look at this problem differently? And I mean, it'll just change the perspective on the case rather than having to go see another expert in the industry, you know, having to get a completely different consultation, as you said, like getting all these really different takes. We're really united with that same purpose, right? But coming about it with different expertise, which I love. It really makes us more powerful.
For sure. When you think about kind of what the evolution of head to toe will continue to be, obviously we'll continue to refine what we do and kind of continue to build upon this phenomenal base that we have. And, you know, you brought up kind of our unique treatment methodology. You know, what do you see over the next year, two, 3 years for head to toe?
That's a huge question, you know, and I guess I don't know how to best answer it. I feel like we'll continue to just expand our knowledge here as a team, explore better and better ways of getting people healthy. Definitely bringing in the nutrition piece here. A lot of us are very knowledgeable with nutrition, we all think about weight loss often, but really to think about injury-proofing your body, lowering your detox, being the healthiest human you can be. We all practice it, but we'd like to bring it to patients. So that's a piece that's going to come in really probably this year, towards the end of the year, something we're all working on in the background. And then, you know, we've brought Dr. Ya'el Jafri on our show before with 3X4 Genetics, and that continues to be a huge passion of mine personally. It's just that blueprint that test is able to bring forward for patients, I really want to integrate it into this system that we have here at Head to Toe, because it's another one, it's a way of injury proofing again. You know, some of the newer work coming out of her company really looks at everything down to even soft tissue load. So you know as an athlete when things are going to go wrong. You know we need an intervention from someone from our team, or you need to hit a foam roller or do something different. And looking at that is just so powerful for any athlete, whatever status you're at.
You know, continuing, so kind of what I hear you saying that's really so exciting is really continuing down that kind of personalized medicine approach, right? Where it's continuing to find ways that we can deepen the impact, right? And help speed up not only the recovery process, but then on the flip side of that, really what you're doing to optimize, kind of bulletproof yourself. You know, we talk about injury prevention, but you know, another way to look at injury prevention is how to feel awesome all the time, right? And how to be stepping into kind of your optimum states of function and movement, and being able to tap into that much more often comes down to really personalizing and understanding for you as an individual, what are those necessary components, both from a movement side to a nutrition side, to an infill side, to a variety of other things. So that's a really, really exciting direction. And I'm so pumped that we're going down that path, because I think that is the future.
Absolutely. And we're always going to be in collaboration, right, with the other health, the rest of our healthcare community, because it's such an amazing community here in Edmonds Linwood area. And so we're going to collaborate and continue to do so, but really to bring even that next level of health optimization to patients is our goal.
It's exciting.
It's so exciting.
It's a beautiful vision of the future.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, and built on such a cool, cool journey from starting 17 years ago.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it was. I reflect on it often because it's really been a it's been a journey. It's been a lot. I remember opening my doors and it was just me, no receptionist, in like a little 700 square foot clinic, right? One treatment room, one storage room. That was it. And it was a challenge. It was a challenge, but I really came into it with really a strong feeling of how I felt chiropractic care should be different, how it should be delivered, what people deserved in the care model, and just went into it full blast. And it's been fun. The community's been welcoming. Patients have been amazing over the years. I mean, I just can't express enough gratitude for the patients that we've been allowed to serve and honored to serve, because it's been a huge experience. And patients may not know this, but they give to us in a way different, of course, than we give to them. But a patient experience just brings us so much energy.
It's the reason you're here, right?
It's why we're here. I mean, really, when you think about it, we have somewhat of a selfish job, right? We get to make people feel fabulous. And it's just a win-win. Like, so it's a really great feedback loop. But yeah, just the growth of the clinic has been great. I remember my first athletic trainer, and really thanks to one of my mentor doctors, Dr. Jim Kurtz, who recently retired from the Seahawks. He was my mentor in bringing in that rehab piece into the clinic, and he helped me design my first rehab room, which was tiny. He helped me first, you know, train my first athletic trainer and onboard her, and she was terrific, and she was a powerhouse. And then from there, it's like things started just scaling up, right? Bringing in our first associate doctor, Dr. Price, who I'm not sure where he is now. I think he's still CrossFitting and work, you know, chiropractic, great guy, and just watching the team grow from there. But the team here is just superb.
Yeah, we have an elite team these days.
Yeah, I mean, they're just so great.
They do, and they work so well together, and everybody brings so much to the table, and they're all phenomenal.
Yeah, it's a really unique. I feel very lucky to have the crew we have. And now, for the first time in my career, I'm slowing down patient care, and it's actually been really hard for me. I'm working more on the clinic to make it run smoothly and be a great place for my employees to work, working on growing it. But I have to see a few less patients to do all those other things. And it's actually really hard for me. It's really hard. It's like, I'm like, oh, I don't get to see everybody today. You know, it's like, how are you? I really miss, you know, but it's good. It's a good transition and growth for me. And you know, some good personal change there.
Absolutely. Well, and also it's, you know, an opportunity for you to continue to expand your skill set and toolkit and go down a new path with a genetic piece and really kind of continue your education as a practitioner.
Yeah. I mean, I've bounced around a lot. Like, I've studied functional medicine. I've studied the genetic piece, continue to like work on sports nutrition, rehab, all the pieces of excellence here. We have a manual therapy, and then just looking at what are we doing to combine all that stuff, and looking at some of the top sports teams are doing to sort of bring in like multi-integrated knowledge into one piece and seeing how can that play out with our patients and for our patients.
Yeah. In a way that they can take action on it and utilize it and really get the benefit, because one of the things I think that's challenging for people is there's all this great stuff and great resources out there, but it's all disconnected. It's all disparate. There's not necessarily a plan or a path or a systematic way or a one-stop shop where you can get, you know, a team to support you and a process that you can work. So the fact that that's kind of, you know, what you're working on and looking at and thinking about is really exciting for patients.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Awesome. So looking forward to 2023, new and great things will be happening here.
Yes, new and great things. Well, Dr. Annie, thank you for spending time with us today. Thanks for doing what you do and for helping this team do what they do, and for having such a great community here that are able to welcome in such incredible patients as we have.
Yeah, awesome.
Great.
Love it.
Chat with you on the next show. Until then, folks, remember, movement is the best medicine, but you need an awesome community to make it all happen. Take care, and we'll see you on the next show.